This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The common perception of Planned Parenthood over 30 years ago was positive. 82% of Americans told Gallup in one poll that they had favorable impressions of the organization. 2012 saw that figure at 55%. Today, polls show that only 37 to 45% like Planned Parenthood. Perhaps most telling is that one-fourth of Americans say they still don't have enough information to make an assessment, something pro-life writers say is a pro-life opportunity. Pro-life advocates are saying that Hillary Clinton could be counted on for one thing if elected president. As many as 4 Supreme Court seats will be changed in the next presidential term of office. They point out that Clinton wants few things more than to appoint new justices that could expand abortion in the U.S. for decades more. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Reggie Littlejohn says women's rights are more in danger in China than ever before. A new early pregnancy test is set to create a new rise in sex selection abortions there. The preference for sons and China's booming abortion numbers are already spawning great problems with its gender imbalance, the least of which include sharp upticks in brutal sex slavery. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.